You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. God bless you. This is your host and speaker. My name is Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Many of you know me here as the radio station manager here of 91.5 in the middle of our fundraiser too this week. Here at the radio station, so grateful for your partnership with us. You enable this program to remain on the air and all of the radio programs on the air due to your partnership with us. And I'm so grateful for all of you. You're going to hear now my radio ministry, which is part of Storos Ministries. That's the name of my ministry. I am a Bible teacher. I'm a pastor. I pastor Island Community Church in Merritt Island. I'm a Bible translator. My Bible is available for you to view or purchase by going to majoritytext.com. One of these days I'll do a program explaining that and what's different between my Bible translation and the others and why you should look into mine. That'll be a program for another day. Here we're in chapter 3. We're looking at some great stuff here. We'll be bobbing around here in and out of different scriptures. We're going to look at the Lord raising up Lazarus from the dead. We're going to look at people's response to that. And I'll leave that at that. This is going to be part two now of this message. This is going to play today, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. It's about 40 minutes long. If you'd like the whole thing, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail it to you free of charge. Okay, this is part two. Now, let's get into the word. Part two of this message I've entitled The Unpardonable Sin. It's a look through Mark chapter 3.
Well, this is the first time we see this emotion in the Son of God. Anger and grieved. This is Jesus' response many times to religious leaders. He's angry at them and grieved with them. Now listen to this one here. Listen to what Jesus said to the pastor of the church in Thyatira, Revelation 2:22. He says, notwithstanding, he says, I've got a couple things against you. You tolerate that woman there, Jezebel, to teach and seduce my servants. I gave her time to repent, and she didn't. Behold, they're going to haul this woman out of here in a stretcher. My vernacular. And those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless if they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And then all the churches will know that I am he that searches reins and hearts, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. He doesn't say that stuff to unbelievers. To them he says, come unto me. To the church he says, man, you better get this in order. Hypocrisy in the church is what brought this on. Verse 2 tells us they weren't looking to him to learn anything. They were looking to him in order to accuse him of something. Just like it was when he raised up old Lazarus from the grave. Let's turn there, John chapter 11, verse 40. John chapter 11, verse 40. Now remember, last week I said, and said it in here in Sunday school this morning, that some sickness is a result of, or at least is allowed, so that the glory of God may be manifest in it. Last week we're teaching this, remember? You can't rebuke all sickness and blame Satan for it, because sometimes sickness comes from other places. Sometimes sickness is a result of your own sin. We looked at the scripture verses to prove that. Sometimes sickness comes from Satan. We looked at the scripture verses to prove that. Sometimes sickness comes so that the glory of God would be made manifest through it. John chapter 9 was one of them. Here's the other one. John chapter 11, verse 40. Jesus said, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" So then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you've heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then, okay, now the response, this is what I want to look at. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen all the things that Jesus did believed him. Verse 46. But some of those went away to the Jerusalem Freedom from Religion Foundation and told them what Jesus did. So he raises a man from the dead, and their response is, "Ooh, I'm telling." You'd expect Parker to say that. "I'm telling." How many times did I say that to my big brother? "Ooh, I'm telling on you. The Son of God is here right in front of you. He raises up a guy, he stinketh 4 days in 4 days. Raises him up, and what do? You run down to the Freedom from Religion Foundation to rat out the Son of God. Heaven help you. Heaven help you if that's your response. Some people just don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. You have to have these two things in your possession in order to have eternal life, and in order to be an adopted child of the Most High. Or you will credit Beelzebub for the signs that you see right in front of you, as we're going to see here in a minute. But Jesus loved the man with a withered hand, and because he loved him, Jesus loved the man with the withered hand, and because he loved him, they wanted to kill him. How twisted is that? Now John 11 tells us Jesus loved Lazarus, and because he loved him, they sought to destroy him. I read this one a lot, but I'm going to read it again to you. This is how this is going to play out in the future. We see it in the past. You see it today. You know, today you can go to a high school graduation at Calvary Chapel and you see a cross there, you see, and someone goes and they go like this. And they bust their back running to the Freedom from Religion Foundation to go rat out, or someone says the name of Jesus in a school and they go and rat them out. So Jesus loves you. And that infuriates you. So you're going to go rat them out. This is my signature on my emails, if I ever send you an email. You know, on the bottom, you got the little... This is my signature now. If you're offended that God loves you, then you've been deceived by somebody who hates you. If you're offended, because God loves you, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. I mean, how satanic is this? I mean, if I came up to you and said, "You know, I just got out of a 3-day meeting with Charles Manson. He told me to tell you, Fred, he thinks you're a pretty good guy." What would you say? "Well, I guess that Manson's not a bad guy after all." Or Osama bin Laden, you know, I ran into him a couple weeks ago, and he told me, "Esposito, I really like you." And then you say, "You know, that bin Laden... I guess I'm going to have him over for dinner." He's not a bad guy after all. But God says he loves you. What do? You string him up on a cross. And you go chasing the guy with an axe running down the street. Why is that?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 reads like this. The coming of the lawless one, Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, that's refusing love, for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. What's the lie? You've heard me say it here many times. Antichrist is God. This isn't going to happen to you at the end of the age for sins. It's going to happen to you at the end of the age for refusing love. Now that's a terrible thing to die for. I mean, God loves you. All you got to do is receive that. Okay, let's move on here. I say to you that today is a day of salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness where your fathers tested me and tried me. They saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation, and I said, they always go astray in their hearts. They have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they would not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hatred for the Savior and his love will sign your death warrant. And this has been going on since all the way back to his day. I say to you, now these are going to hear this on the radio here coming up and on the podcast. So I say to you, believe in Jesus Christ today while he's tugging on your heart. Because you never know if tomorrow you're going to be, see, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him. You don't know tomorrow if you're going to be one of the ones that the butt here is talking about. That is, who runs over here to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. God doesn't promise he's always going to call you. Many are called. Few are chosen. It's like the proverbial cell phone. What do you do when he calls you? Do you answer? Do you send him the voicemail? Do you respond by text? Sorry, I'm busy right now. I'll call you later when it's more convenient. Or do you block the call? Block it. Block them. I'm tired of this guy calling. I'm going to block this call.
Now let's cut into my own program here for 1 minute. Hope you enjoyed that. It's from a sermon I preached a couple weeks back at Island Community Church. I'm Paul Esposito, pastor of Island, station manager, and this is day two of our spring fundraiser here known as The Offering. I'm pleased to announce we're over $20,000 already. We're on our way to raising $30,000. We have a remaining balance now of only $9,725. Thank you to everyone who has made a pledge or has already sent it back. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Womack's coming up here in 50 seconds. Just want to remind everyone what's going on here. We're trying to wrap this up as soon as possible. We only have $9,700 and some odd to go. If you've given in the past, and if it's your intentions to renew your pledge, would you give me a call here? If you appreciate my ministry, if you appreciate Andrew Womack here coming up, or East Coast, would you make a donation here and sow your very best gift into this ministry? Ensure that we are able to remain on the air. We seek your partnership for us to do that. The number here, 321-632-1000. $9,725 is all that we need. Now let's get into Andrew Womack's Gospel Truth program.